Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi third quarter 2020 consolidated results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Massimo Garavaglia, Chief Executive Officer of De'Longhi. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the De'Longhi Group's 9 months and quarter three 2020 results conference call. With me today in Treviso for the call, I have Marco Cenci, Chief Strategy and Control Officer, Stefano Biella, CFO, Fabrizio Micheli, Director of M&A and Investor Relations, and Samuele Chiodetto, Investor Relations Manager. Before going into the presentation, in light of the still ongoing pandemic, let me highlight that our group so far has never loosened the strict protection measures against the spread of the outbreak put in place in last spring. In particular, we are still using flexible working models in the office and in the factory in order to safeguard the health of our employees while guaranteeing the necessary workflow and production capacity utilization in face of the strong increase of demand of our product that we have experienced in the past months. Currently, all our plants around the world are working at full capacity. Let me start the presentation with a few slides as an introduction to share an overview of the consumer engagement activities and of the main product launches of the last months. As we already highlighted in the past presentation, our group has decided to increase the AP level with the aim to consolidate our leadership in the main categories and to improve the customer experience both in the traditional and digital platform. Not only we expanded the activities on the online space with the virtual events and live demonstration, but also we made supplementary effort to renew the focus on the physical store as part of our purpose store strategy across all geographies. All these activities have helped and sustained a strong growth both for the online and offline channels with healthy and lively dynamics across these quarters of this current year. From slide 9 to slide 11 of the presentation, you can see the main product launch in 2020 for each core categories of our group. That are the results of the investment in research and development and innovation with a continuous improvement on quality, design, and usability, among others. Prima Donna Soul, that contains an innovative technology called BeanAdapt technology, which is adapting the machine setting, the brewing, the grinding, according to the coffee bean you choose to use. For Kenwood, the Cooking Chef XL, connected with the Kenwood app and easy to use with the Cook Assist touchscreen. These are really very significant innovation, and I would like to stress it again, and they've been hitting the market in the past months. Now, let's take an overview to the quarter three results before opening the floor for the QA session. As usual, I remind you that all figures presented for 2020 and 2019 are including the application of the IFRS 16 accounting standards. However, in order to provide the group's figures on a like-for-like basis with last year, we may now present also normalized values, which exclude the effect of some changes in the accounting treatment of financial contribution and discounts, which have been applied since quarter four of last year. Overall, the group has proven to be flexible and resilient to the challenges and difficulties faced during the first months of the year. The results achieved allow us to be optimistic about the full year targets, even if the situation, the outside situation, remains complex and challenging on several fronts. Looking at the first 9 months, our revenues were up by 13.9% at normalized level, boosted by this quarter that was up 26.8% following a strong first semester. All the major target categories were in positive territory in the 9 months. Coffee achieved a strong growth in sales in the high teens, sustained by a double-digit expansion of the not only of the fully automatic machine and manual machine, but also of the single-serve systems. The food category grew at high single-digit rate. Remarkable progress of the main products were achieved in the third quarter. The comfort segment maintained a double-digit trend, while the home care products recorded a strong expansion in the past 3 months, driving the sales year-to-date into a positive territory. If we have a look at the geography's development in the past 9 months, there was an acceleration in all region. Southeast Europe increased the pace of growth in the quarter, plus 35%, bringing the 9 months to an increase of 20.3%, thus confirming a positive trend since the beginning of the year, sustained by the strong expansion of France and Germany, but all the main markets witnessed a positive trend in the last quarter. Northeast Europe was up by 15% on an organic value, with the quarter that was up 31.6%, supported by most of the countries growing at a double-digit pace except Czech Republic and Hungary. The upper region grew by a rate in the low teens, sustained by a strong trend in the main countries such as the United States and Canada, China, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. And EMEA was the only region in a negative territory in the first 9 months, but with the positive signs of stabilization over the past months in several countries and a quarter that closed with an increase of 7.7%. If we have a look at the margin on a normalized basis, in the 9 months, the net industrial margin improved from 47.2% to 49.4%, so an increase of 2.2%. The adjusted EBITDA grew by 39.3% to 220 million. Equal to 14.8% of the revenues. In the quarter was 17.4% of the revenues, up 430 basis points. Such expansion was boosted by a positive effect of volume, a positive price mix, in addition to controlled industrial costs, while on the contrary, the margin were partially impacted by higher duties due to the full impact of the U.S. tariff increase and by higher AP spending, as I mentioned before, aimed to support the brands in the main market and to support the future growth and consolidate our leadership. Finally, net income stood at 104 million, increasing by 44.7% with an adjusted income that was equal to 110.4 million, up 46.3%, and equaling at 7.4% of the total net revenues. Looking at the balance sheet, The net financial position at September 30th stood at €451 million, a marked improvement over the past 9 months. The group realized a strong cash generation equal to €350 million in the past 12 months and €173.7 million in the first 9 months of this year, after industrial investment of €58.7 million. With regard to the net working capital, the value decreased by €165.7 million in the 12 months, mainly due to a lower level of inventory, an very efficient management of the receivable, and a strong acceleration of the purchases in the last quarter. Now, closing my introduction, let me congratulate the group's employees on the tremendous job done in the first part of the year during this complex period for everybody, who have shown resilience and adaptability to the changes, obtaining outstanding results. I would like to thank you, all our trade partners, for the support in supporting us in this period, and all the consumers who have been favoring our product in these difficult times. Having said this, with these positive results behind us, we are confident that we will be able to close 2020 with an organic growth of revenues at a high single-digit rate and with an adjusted EBITDA increase in both in absolute value and as a percentage of the revenues. Now, I would like to open the floor to Q&A. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations on the results. I have two questions for you. The first one relates to your new guidance. If my calculations are right, the high single-digit growth for the full year implies a four-quarter flattish or only very slightly positive. So considering that we are already 50% into Q4, are you witnessing a sharp deceleration in sales, or what is driving you towards such a cautious outlook? The second one is on your gross margin improvement. Before you mentioned lower industrial cost, should we assume that such lower industrial cost are just related to temporary raw material price decreases, or are you working on something which is more structural, or also is this improvement driven for large part by a better mix? Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. Now, on our guidance, as you probably remember, we have been providing a guidance that was showing mid to high growth. We have now performed better than we expected in this quarter. Therefore, we took our usual approach to review up the guidance, but if you allow me, we want to remain always prudent in the way in which we are operating, considering the environment. As you know, We have seen news coming in about also recently that are changing the whole environment, but it remains very difficult with lockdowns that are at the moment extended all over the world, all over Europe. Therefore, I think our organization has to continue to be very careful on the way in which we are progressing. I have to say that we could eventually project to close even higher than the guidance that we have been given. But also we want to be cautious in the way in which we are approaching, because we want to maintain a very high level of discipline in the way of doing business, and maintaining our very strong financial discipline. That's why we provided the guidance on the year that is improving, but always maintaining this eye on remaining very cautious in the way in which we are operating. So this is a bit the sense of that. We are working always on having a medium-term view of our business, and I think this is a bit reflecting our approach. For what is concerning the gross margin. Of course, we are monitoring very carefully the evolution of the cost related to the raw material. We have a lot of activities there to make sure that we have a good control of that. We are also working very hard in our organization to find efficiencies through, of course, our volume and the mixes. And therefore, I can anticipate that, I don't want to think about changes in the trend of the industrial cost, but what I want to say is that we are putting in place a lot of measures to make sure that we are containing any pressure on the cost coming from the raw material or coming from the industrial side, especially for the next quarter and for the next year.
Thank you, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Francesco Brilli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. And again, congratulations for the strong results you achieved. I have a few questions. And the first one is on the very strong performance of third quarter. It seems higher than every other player in the market. And I was wondering, which are the key drivers of this performance? I mean, indications from retailers and peers pointed to a positive market environment, but I was curious on what drove your overperformance, your really, really strong performance compared to the others. The second one is a follow-up on the previous questions on the guidance. It seems that the implied fourth quarter is implying a soft growth ahead. But I was wondering if you can briefly comment on current trends and what you are seeing from the very first weeks after the announcement of new lockdowns and this second wave of COVID impacts. In the past, you proved to be very resilient. So in the first part of the year. So I was curious if you are seeing similar trends also in these weeks. The third question is on kitchen segment. It is performing really nicely compared to the past. And which are your expectations going forward also for next year? Do you think this is contingent to this specific period characterized by a pandemic and lockdowns, or it is fair to assume that it is a trend set to last, I mean, for the next year, for the next couple of years? And the very last question is on your production level, if you are still at 100% of your capacity. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. Maybe starting with, sorry, I was just taking note, that's why I had a small delay. Starting with the first one. What are the key factors for our stronger acceleration? Beside the fact overall that we could notice in this period very difficult, a very strong collaboration with our trade partners. I have to say that, I think our trade partners, they are very comfortable to work with our range. I think has shown that there is a very high rotation of our products in the store, both offline and online. So we got a lot of support, and also in terms of online, we have seen the pure online supporting us a lot and favoring our portfolio. So overall, I would say, from the front of the customer, that we had a stronger, we continue to have a strong response. At the same time, I believe that our product mix played a role, and we trust that we'll continue to play a role. We are investing heavily on products. I would like to remind that also during this difficult period of pandemic, our team, our technical team, has continued to develop products in line with our plans. So the launches have been happening regularly and absolutely in line with our foreseen initial plans. So the mix of product definitely played a very important role, and we believe will continue to do so. A range of product that is meeting the expectation of the consumer and is covering all the segments where we are playing in our core categories, being the coffee, being the food preparation, being the comfort. For the Q4, I also, as I mentioned, answering the question before, we look at meeting our targets. And, we have been updating you all guys, increasing our guidance for the year, we set a target for the end of the year that we would like to meet, possibly to beat. Obviously, there are some different patterns of growth during the different quarter. We know that the last quarter is the strongest quarter. We want to beat it. We remain so optimistic on the evolution. But the way in which we are thinking our business is a bit longer term, is a bit medium term. And, I think I would like to refer to the important growth that we have year on year as a target for our group in judging the evolution of the business. So we remain positive on the trend for the next month. So we remain positive because we have a new product launch coming. We remain positive because we have a strong set of promotional activities. We remain positive because we have important AP, ATL, and marketing activities hitting the ground. We remain positive because we have industrial investment to support our footprint. So all these things are making us confident that we want to sustain our growth. Obviously, as I mentioned, we will be in a position sooner in the next few months to have a conversation about our plan for the next 2 years and giving you guys already an update. Also, when we will have a bit better visibility for what is happening in the next months, an update also for what we expect for 2021 and forward. Talking about the kitchen is doing very well. It's doing very well. Of course, it's supported in a certain way, we can say, about the evolution and the impact on the consumer behavior coming from the COVID. But I would like to stress that we have been hitting the ground with a lot of new product. I mentioned just a few innovations that we have introduced with Kenwood that are doing extremely well, and more has to come. And so I have to say that if we look at the global scenario, we are extremely active in the market with the new product launches. We are listening a lot to our consumer, adjusting some of our product and spending money behind to support them. We will come back a bit more in the for the future evolution. I think we will be in a position in the next few months to give a better update. For what is concerning the production, here what I can say is that I mentioned it before, our plants are so here I have to be really, you know, honest and proud. They've been doing really fantastic. So all the workers in our plant have been doing a tremendous job in this difficult time to make sure that we have used all our capacity and we maintain our supply chain running despite all the difficulties. To support our growth, we have invested again this year, as I mentioned, already 58 million euro, but there are more investments that are coming in to expand our network, both in China and in Romania. I hope I answered to all your four questions.
Yes, thank you.
The next question is from Alessandro Cecchini with Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is about your clients, in particular online players. So just to understand, do you see that for this very important Christmas period are maybe putting more efforts in leaving you and your competitors more spaces in the market for kitchen products, coffee machines? So just to understand if this kind of very strong demand that you had in this period also is, supporting clients to give you more space online channels and so on for the very important Christmas period. This is my first question. My second question is about M&A. Okay, I know that you don't comment on M&A, but do you see more opportunities or less opportunity in the market? Also considering that you are increasing your capacity in terms of financing through a new bond. My third question is about E&P. If you could provide us the delta E&P in the third quarter only in terms of EBITDA bridge. And finally, my last question is, are you targeting, probably prudentially to stay flat or slightly positive in the fourth quarter? Is your target to maintain the margins of last year in the fourth quarter of this year in the fourth quarter only? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I can comment soon. For the second question, I think if you can pass me guys an information on that. On the fourth question, the online player, especially in this period of Christmas and the different promotion days, we see a lot of support from them. We have established a dedicated team that are working on the major online account. We have a global team following the global online accounts. And I've seen a lot of collaboration and new activities that we are doing together with the online trade, and a lot of support in giving us and trust in giving us space in the channel. At the same time, obviously, we are looking at all opportunities to expand our presence online, including our own e-commerce, because also we want to keep a dialogue with the end consumer through the DeLonghi, Braun and Campbell e-commerce website that are very well recognized because the brand are very well recognized and there is high awareness in this sector. Therefore, my expectation that this support will continue also in this period and in the Christmas time. For what is concerning our financial position, Indeed, and I mentioned it in several occasions in the past, in a moment of uncertainties and time that are very difficult, I think it's very good that the company, and in this case we are very disciplined on that, is managing well and retaining a lot of flexibility for the future. Future can be shorter, future can be medium term, but any opportunity that we present, we see the long ready. And we want also to maintain a very strong, as we are having today, financial position to navigate and to sail through any difficult situation that will be in front of us, or to grab opportunity if they will be available tomorrow, will make sense and will fit with our view of the business, and will contribute, I said this several times, to create value on the medium long term for the group. That's all. To me, the point here is a lot about flexibility, keeping flexibility, giving us the flexibility that a large group like us that has the ambition to maintain a strong position internationally needs. For what is concerned the IP, in Q3 we have increased from 10.8% on revenues to 11.6% of revenue, so is we believe an important increase, is a sign that we want to continue to invest, and our brands are responding very well. So we have seen that, and we will continue to do so. We want to build and consolidate our leadership on the medium long term, and we want to continue to invest behind our brands and all the brands, the Longhi, Braun, Campbell, they are responding with a high level of elasticity to our AP investment. And to answer also to your first question on the margin, we will remain very disciplined. As I said before, we are very disciplined in with managing our margin, but at the same time, I can already predict you that we want to invest significantly above, think about something like 10 or 11 million AP above what we did in the last quarter last year to support well our brands, to support well and to prepare our brands for the challenges in 2020 and 21. So these AP investment, we consider it to be an investment that is paying off on the medium long run, and we want to be very resilient on that, and we want to be very consistent in maintaining this level of investment, improving, if I may, and I hope that we will continue to do so also in the future, improving the quality of the investment that we are doing, always with better campaign, more dedicated campaign, more focused campaign on consumer groups that are interested in our products.
Okay, so maybe if I understood correctly, so you expect that you would like through maybe a better mix, better pricing to in the last quarter maybe, and some tailwind from raw material to offset this kind of higher investments in E&P is sort of your target that you have. It's correct. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, no, we were just because I missed the last part of your question, but now I think I got it, sorry for that. No, I mean, yeah, we will continue to work on the efficiency. What I want to say is we will remain very disciplined. We have a commercial policy also in terms of pricing setting that is very disciplined, and we want to keep that. And obviously, we are working with a strategy that is favoring a better mix of our products, product mix in our sales, and we will work obviously on the efficiency in the different area. But obviously, you know, we want to maintain versus last year, if I look at the last quarter, a growth in our volume. But at the same time, we want to invest in AP for the long run. So, you know, obviously, again, will be an exercise that will require to manage well volume, top line and margin, and we will continue to do so. We will continue to work on the efficiency, but we will want to remain very consistent in investing on AP. So on that side, I will not favor to, you know, obtain a slightly higher margin in a quarter, decreasing our AP investment. So that's something that we would like not to do, and I will insist on that also when we present our 3 years plan, because we believe that doing so and having brands that are responding to the AP will create a competitive advantage and will consolidate the leadership in our core category in the medium term. And that's what we are looking at as an important target, equally important than delivering the short-term quarterly targets.
Okay. Many, many thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for the question.
The next question is from Isacco Brambilla with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Thanks for taking my questions. I have three. The first one is a follow-up on this last question on margins for the final quarter of the year. You are now running with 200 bits EBITDA margin improvement in the 9 months. On top of these additional AMP efforts in the fourth quarter, is there any other driver we should be aware of that can prevent you from continuing delivering this margin improvement? Second question is on net working capital. You are definitely setting new record levels, I would say, for the longi. Can you help us understanding whether this incidence of net working capital on sales in the region of 10% should be seen as sustainable, or whether we should expect the longi reverting to the historic average of the group in the region of 13 to 14% of sales? And the final question is more a strategic one. When we look at 2021, this year you have been recording exceptional growth, even improving quarter after quarter. Now, which are the levers you can try to activate to manage to deliver growth in 2021, even on such an exceptional year?
Yeah, maybe I'll start with the last one, then I need to add a small clarification on the first one. But for 21, if you allow me, and I will take time with all of you guys, as I mentioned the other time, to present our view on the next 3 years with our MTP plan. What I can tell you, obviously, we want to continue to grow. We are not yet expressing any guidance for the future, because I would like to elaborate around that. Obviously, our company is set to grow, and if you allow me, the investment that I was mentioning before, they have exactly this intention. So there are certain things that can be considered exceptional here and there, in the negative and the positive, ultimately, because I will not never forget that, we had really a big hit on the negative side in a certain period of this year. But we also see that, the consumer and certain habits are changing. We believe that there will be certain things related to the home experience that will continue, will remain. We have seen that our products have been interesting for the consumer also before this exceptional time, or however we want to call it, has been happening. The company has been growing the first quarter, had an important growth already till the first quarter, till the COVID came in, and then, the things have been a bit changing in terms of pattern of growth. So, I make an evaluation on that, saying we want to stick to looking at our growth, and we want to make sure that we will continue to support it. We are in the right categories of this business. We have a leadership position in important categories where we are playing. We have a footprint now that is really international. We want to expand it. All these will be topics that I will illustrate when we are meeting next year, at the beginning of next year. I was happy to hear from you in the previous comment that you made, that you have seen our company performing in this scenario very well. And, again, I want to believe that there were several drivers that they were really coming from our model and our strategy that have been contributed to that, and that we would like to make sure that they will continue also in the future. For what is concerning the net working capital, now obviously we are optimizing it as we should always do. We come for information for last year in September, where there was the working capital was around more than 18% on net sales, so we drop now below the 10%. We have a long-term ratio for our working capital in the area of the 13%. We believe that this is healthy for our business. We are driving a business with a certain level of complexity. We are driving a business where we retain a lot of manufacturing because we believe we can make the difference in terms of quality, in terms of innovation, in terms of differentiation of the products. So I'm very careful, obviously, on managing the net working capital. I don't want to dramatize certain deviations if they are justified, but we have a clear target on the long run that is in the area, as I mentioned, of the 13% if we look at a bit on a longer period of time. For what are concerning the drivers of the quarter four, I think the drivers for the quarter four, we trust will remain the same drivers that have been bringing us to this growth in the first 9 months. The quarter four is the most challenging for us, but we enter in the quarter very committed to deliver a good result. We enter with a very disciplined approach, both on delivering the bottom line results for the year end as of the financial targets that we have in mind. So we will continue to maintain this discipline. We will continue to maintain discipline in terms of pricing. We want to support our launches and make sure that they deliver for the quarter, and hopefully we can capitalize also the beginning of next year and in the course of next year. So I have to say that again, I want to maintain a prudent approach as we always did, because we see a lot of uncertainty that are coming from the outside world, because obviously, you know, there are lockdowns, there are different type of things happening. But overall, if I see the position that we have been reaching at the moment with the trade offline, but also with the online in the last period, I remain confident that we are able to translate the drivers of the first 9 months, also in the last quarter of this year.
Okay, thank you, very clear. And again, congratulations for this set of results.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfavid, Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I do apologize because I joined the conference call quite late, so maybe these questions has already been made. But very quickly, in the light of this massive increase in sales in the third quarter, what do you think is already sold out, or is it essentially sell-in, and this is basically an anticipation of stocks for the Christmas season from your clients? So your thoughts about this. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much for the question. Very valid question. Obviously, we look into it, making also having our own opinion. You know, the way in which we run the business, we prepare for the big campaign, making sure that we are supplying our trade in the best possible way. And as I mentioned also before, I was very happy to see that our supply chain and operation responded very well to these critical moments, and we were able to provide to our customer the needs and the requirements that they had across all geographies. Now, I would not exclude that there was also some anticipation of certain orders to be well equipped to you know, the main season. Could have happened probably, you know, in September, so anticipated certain order. The way in which I see it is looking a bit on you know, the period. So if I look at the longer period of time, I'm very happy with the development of the sales, and from the data that we have, that we are receiving from the trade, from our partners, we are very happy with the sellout that we are seeing in our product. We are very happy with the evolution of our market share. So if I look it in this way, I say, okay, there could have been also some anticipation. I would not exclude it, but I remain optimistic on the evolution of the quarter that obviously has a different absolute value. So, you know, we can discuss in a different way. It's a different absolute value. But on the long run, I can conclude that we will deliver well the guidance that we gave. We hope, I mentioned it before, I don't know if you were already in, that hopefully also we will beat it a bit. But, okay, I want to use a bit of prudence. But at the same time, I'm also very happy to see that the sellout is trending in the right direction of our, for our products. Also, thanks to the support that we are giving and the support that we are receiving from the main trade partners around the world.
That's very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Luca Bacco, colleague with Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No? Okay, good, good. Two questions from my side. The first one is on the financial policy. You basically are asking the market approximately 150 million euros through a new bond loan, but on the other hand, you are basically allocating more than 50% of this amount to the market, giving back to the market through a dividend payment in the next coming weeks. And on the other hand, your liquidity at the end of September is more than 900 million euros, so I understand to be flexible given the high uncertainty period. But I was wondering how, what is basically the rationale of the new bond issuance? And the second question is a follow-up on the trading, if you can provide us with an update on the first part of the last quarter of this year, just to better understand how the quarter is evolving. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Yeah, I mean, I would like, you know, to position our choice to place private placement, something that the company has been done also in the past, to enforce even further our financial position as in two folds. One, on one side, taking an opportunity, a very, very competitive condition. On the second side, I believe very important is a matter of prolongation and diversification of our sources to make sure that we retain in a longer period of time all the flexibility that we need. So we have extended the maturity and at the same time at a very, very competitive with a very, very competitive solution. So this is in essence the reason why. It's not just something that we have been doing also in the past. In this case, we went even longer because the conditions that were extremely favorable. But I believe that, again, always having this prudent approach on managing our business, a diversification of the sources, and a prolongation of our maturity is the right way to approach and to maintain a very high level of flexibility at a very, very low cost. For what is concerning the trading, maybe in a highlight because we started, repeating a bit what I mentioned before, we entered in this quarter with an ambition to grow. Obviously, it is a challenging quarter because of the absolute number and the size of the quarter, but we want to continue to grow versus last year. But the main objective that we have is to deliver against the target that we had in mind, that I communicated, and that eventually we would like to beat. So talking about the year-end target that we had in mind, and we would like to do it being very disciplined, both on the driving our results and driving our financial targets.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. We will talk the next call. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.